Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. So it's my anniversary today.
Oh, happy anniversary.
I know. It's 4 years married today.
Oh my
God. 4 years. This time 4 years ago, we were getting ready, all getting tarted up, all the bridal party kind of having champagne and the bridesmaids getting their hair done. And then at this moment, I was about to get married in these, they were really nice office shoes. They were lovely gold strappy sandals.
Oh, I remember this.
Do you remember? Yeah. And Dozza sent me up a box, these Jimmy Choo ones that I'd fallen in love with. But at this point, we just blown the budget. And we were like, oh, we can't afford to spend 600 quid on a pair of shoes. And he wrote me this note going, no wife of mine is going to get married in office, only Choo or something. And I opened the box up and I was like, what a legend, he's done it. But I can't believe it's been 4 years. It's like it's a bit of a moment, isn't it, when you're married for that long and you haven't left each other?
Yeah, I mean, it's an achievement. It's a real achievement.
It is, isn't it?
But yeah, do you think, I mean, I feel like, I don't know how long I've been married.
How long is it?
I feel like 7 years, maybe.
Oh, 7 year itch.
I know, yeah. Well, let's see if I get through this year before I start getting cocky.
How are you and James? How is the state of your marriage?
We're all right. We're fine. I mean, we've been having some big blow-ups over the school holidays recently.
Yeah.
You know, probably the same blow-ups that are going on in most households because it's always on us, isn't it? Like, I don't know what it is. Why do we always decide that the childcare falls on us to arrange?
Yeah.
Even though I'm not the one who changed the plan. It's like,
oh, do you know what? It's really interesting because we've actually recorded Tuesday's episode already and we were speaking to an amazing woman, weren't we, about the fact that she just fundamentally thinks that the kind of system is skewed and like it's just not right. That like you can't, you know, even though we've got super involved partners and we're really, really lucky in that area, like it's just the way that society has kind of built us up to be. And it's really weird, but only we can change that. Like,
I'm
not going to pussyfoot around it and be like, oh no, yeah, fine, off you go. And I'll just stay here when I've got loads of stuff to do. I think it's really important to say to your partner, if that is your reality, like, I'm working too here, Kino.
Also, do you know how much time it takes to like find after school clubs and find holiday camps and then check if they've got availability? It's actually so time consuming. And you know what as well? I feel like I'm really moaning and on a rant, but even but, you know, we're talking about occasion wear today and getting dressed up for events. Right. Who in your house is the one who does all the packing when you go away? Who does like buys the kids outfits for weddings? Make sure they've got an outfit to wear and all the clothes still fit.
No,
all
totally.
Of that stuff as well.
Totally.
I mean, I quite like buying the dresses and stuff for Gigi and, you know, the cute stuff for Axel, but like, God, it's a lot.
The packing when you go away is an interesting one because they, you know, you end up just getting in the car and then they look in the back and it's like, oh, I thought we were going to pack light. It's like, we've got three children. What did you expect us to take? Like, I don't know, a lollipop and Alfie, the bloody comforter. No, it is a lot. But you know what? We're not moaning because we've got really, really, really exciting summers ahead. Loads of things going on. And if we could just sort the bloody childcare situation out, it would all be all right. In fact, I actually put an advert out on Bubble last night.
Oh, did
and
you?
I've already had three applicants apply.
That's good.
And they all look lovely.
Oh, brilliant.
They all look really lovely.
Yeah.
So I'm going to chat to some of them. I'll let you know, because I'll chat to some of them later and I'll report back.
Yeah, give us an update.
Yeah.
But anyway, we want to talk about fun stuff today, don't we? And we're excited to get dressed up.
Yes.
And I mean, oh gosh, I fall down an online shopping hole. As soon as we start like talking about doing a Q&A like this, I'm like, oh, I'll just do a little bit of research. And then 2 hours later, £500 lighter. I'm like, this wasn't the point of this task. I'm meant to be helping other people.
But I think what's happened in the last 18 months as well is obviously there hasn't been any occasions to go to. There's been no reason to get dressed up. So what we're hearing a lot on Made by Mamas is that people don't know what to wear. To a wedding, to a christening, to a party. You know, people are just like up to the office. They don't really understand that process any longer. And like, I sometimes look at my wardrobe and I'm like, I've got nothing to wear. I don't know how to piece it together. And actually it takes, you know, a little bit of forward planning, trying on everything. Like we always say that, don't we, George, that you've got to try on and find something that really works for your shape.
Yeah, exactly. And also not like leave it till the last minute.
No.
I'm so guilty of that. I'll like try on a pair of trousers 20 minutes before I'm leaving the house and realize that I'm 5'3" and they don't make trousers for people who are 5'3". And I've got James with the Wonder Web ironing
amazing.
And turning
the
up
Wonder
my
Webs.
Trousers for me. You know, it's just needs a bit more organization.
See, he does do some stuff. He irons with the Wonder Web.
He does do that. He does do things like that.
Well, listen, obviously today, Q&A around all of that occasion wear. So let's get cracking. George, the first one, Mrs. Daisy.
Mrs. Daisy Driscoll, am I going to want to go to a wedding 2 weeks before I'm due?
Mrs. Daisy O'Driscoll.
Oh yeah, Mrs. Daisy O'Driscoll. Sorry,
Irish.
Daisy.
are you going to want to go to a wedding 2 weeks before you're due? I mean, listen, we're not here to tell you what you can and can't do or how you're going to feel and how you're not going to feel. And actually, you know, one person will feel amazing 2 weeks before they're due. Another person won't. So it is entirely on how you feel. And for me, my advice would be really play it by ear. Like kind of 7 months pregnant, was in Ibiza, that's something else. When you're nearly 9 months pregnant, you know, I was very, very swollen, carrying a lot of water. The last thing I wanted to be doing was standing around making, you know, polite conversations. But other people literally feel absolutely fine. And then they're like that, they're going the next day, the baby's born.
Yeah, I think I saw you, didn't I, 2 days before Gigi was born. We went to like an awards event and I felt fine. I did wear flats. I did have flat shoes on, which to be fair, I would do now anyway. But just certain things like that, just make sure if you are going to go, just make sure you're comfortable. No one's going to expect you to be rocking like massive skyscraper heels anything like that. But yeah, like Zoe said, I think you just play it by ear and see how you feel. Because also you never know what's going to happen 2 weeks before. You know,
you might have already had the baby.
Yeah, exactly. Don't spend too much on your outfit because you might not get to wear it. Should we move on to another question?
Yeah, let's do it. How to make heels not hurt after so long off. I mean, I am an absolute sucker for the, they're like, sort of shoe implants that you can put in. What are they called?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Gels.
They're gels. I think it's like Schroll. Schroll?
Yeah, yeah.
That's Schroll. You can pick them up in like boots, can't you?
Yeah.
Party feet as well. That's the other one. Yeah, obviously they really help. Did you know you can get Botox in your feet? Is that a thing? I think it is. I mean, I'm not telling you to do that, but, you know, if you're really
Botox
serious about it.
In your feet? What
apparently,
for?
Who did I read? I think it was like someone, could have been Danielle Lloyd, years and years ago, said she had it in her feet so to stop her heels from hurting or something like that.
Oh, my God.
That.
Danielle Lloyd's coming on the podcast, so we can actually ask
her
that.
Yeah, we can ask her. We will absolutely ask her about that. But other than that, I would go for, I've got one pair of really comfortable heels and they've got a chunky heel.
Yeah.
So it's not I think is that because the weight is distributed a bit more.
Yeah.
So I feel like a platform or a chunky heel or a wedge is a good way to ease into the heel wearing.
Oh, also, you know, man, you put those shoes on, right? And your foot, you know, the really painful ones.
Ugh.
And you can feel it straight away. Like the whole foot looks like some sort of bent sausage. And it's like, you know, that literally after 5 minutes of attempting to walk, it's going to be excruciating. Don't wear those heels.
Yeah,
just don't do it.
No, definitely don't. And also, when you see other people when they're hobbling around in those shoes, no matter what dress they've got on, no matter how beautiful their hair is, no matter how lovely their makeup is, they look really silly. They look really silly.
They do.
I'm carrying some baby weight and have low confidence. How can I best dress my mum belly?
Oh, well, I don't want her to feel lacking in confidence at all.
No.
Firstly, I think that's our first bit of advice is please, please, please don't feel like that because you are amazing and you are smashing it as a mother. If you are wanting to kind of hide or cover up that area a little bit, I would invest in a really great pair of either Spanx or you can get like a cheaper version from places like Marks and Spencer's.
Do you know what? Spanx are amazing. Even if you don't, you know, you're not conscious of your tummy area or anything like that. Sometimes if you put on a pair, it just makes your like dress and your clothes hang better. I don't know what it is. I used to wear them when I was like 18, 19. just because I just loved that feeling. And that's what a lot of it is about, isn't it? It's about that feeling, just feeling like you're supported.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Like, don't forget about that area. Don't not, because my sister got married, what, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah.
And like, you know, she's a size 14. She's really confident. She's got a great pair of boobs, but she does have a bit of a tum. And she says that, like, that's her area. She's doesn't feel that confident. So we just got her really, really amazing of kind of body shaping underwear. They weren't actually Spanx. They were just, as I said, a cheaper version. But yeah, it just gave her that figure and it there was no bulges and it kind of smoothed her out and she just felt great when she put her wedding dress on. So don't skimp on that. I think they're really important. And also, you know, finding clothes that don't accentuate that area, finding a dress that doesn't kind of draw your attention to that area is always helpful too.
Yeah, there's so many lovely floaty dresses at the moment in gorgeous prints and gorgeous colours. And I think as well, don't go to the shops to try on, like order, bring home. The lights in the dressing rooms is so harsh.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. And you want to feel comfortable, be at home. You can put your shaping underwear on. You can try it on in your own time. I think if you're lacking confidence, that's definitely the way to go. Like trying on in an environment you feel comfortable in.
Yeah, agreed. Right, going to my brother's wedding in 3 weeks. No outfit yet. Help. I like mid-length. Oh, get yourself down to Never Fully Dressed.
Yeah, they I was going to say.
Some great frocks, midi frocks.
Yeah, Never Fully Dressed for lovely prints and patterns. And also what I really like is that they do one print and then there's like different styles, so you can almost pick the style that you like. But I mean pretty much all their dresses are mid-length, aren't they? Mid-length or maxi.
I really like And Other Stories as well.
Yes,
And Other Stories do. They're the same. They are owned by H&M, so they're the same kind of scandiness, but they're just slightly more, well, just a little bit more premium,
Pay
a little bit
more,
pay a bit more, but you get some really, really great great dresses in there. I love them.
Yeah, me too. And also sale shopping. There's so many good sales on at the moment. If his wedding's in 3 weeks, you can maybe like even head to like the Outnet or Net-a-Porter and you might pick up an absolute bargain.
Yeah, and also just have a little look on Instagram. So what I like to do is I like to go to people that like, for example, Millie McIntosh. I think she always wears a dress really well. Have a little look at her Instagram and she's got some really, really lovely dresses that she's been wearing recently. Oasis, for example, if you don't have a massive budget, Oasis have pulled it out the bag with their like occasion wear this spring, summer. But then you can find the brands that you might not even know existed.
Yeah.
Have a little look at people that you follow, click on. We Are Twinset, for example. You know, they are amazing at kind of introducing brands to you that you might not have already heard of.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Instagram's such a good place for inspiration. What to wear to a hen do meal? Put weight on and not feeling very confident. I feel like hen do's actually so difficult to dress because so often you're wearing that outfit from like 4 o'clock in the afternoon way into the evening. It's like that whole day to night thing, isn't it? I love, for a day to night, or you know, if you're eating, so you want to feel comfortable going into the night, like a trouser cord. So like some nice wide leg silk pants with a matching top. There's so many, like ASOS have got loads, Zara are amazing for it. Yeah. And also they come in quite fun prints. And I think that's what you want for a hen do, don't you? You want it be a bit more fun and a bit more kind of not less formal than when you're at a wedding.
I completely agree with you. I mean, let's be honest, depends on what you're doing on the hen do, but if you're heading out for like a girly evening and you're having cocktails and God forbid there might be dancing after the 19th as well, like you know, like Georgia said, you want to be fun and you want, and if you're worried and you're lacking confidence and you're worried about certain areas, then like a co-ord is a really great option, or like a really amazing wide leg trouser suit. I wore an amazing one from Nasty Girl the other day, which was kind of like yellowy mustard and really fun, really bold, but also, you know, kind of covered me up. And I was I was feeling a bit lacking confidence that day. I felt really smart, but I also felt fun. Fun and smart.
Yeah, and also you can accessorise, can't you, with a suit. I like a really fun bag, nice earrings, easy peasy.
Yeah, love it. Does a good strapless bra actually exist?
Oh my God.
Yes.
I've been thinking about this today.
Have you?
So I've had this Wonder Bra. I don't know if you've had one.
Yeah.
And it's got hands. It looks like it's got handprint inside it.
Right.
That is a really good strapless bra, but I don't think it is comfortable enough for wearing all day. It's fine if you're going out in the evening and you're just wearing it for like 4 or 5 hours, but to wear it to a wedding, like I've had it on today for work and I want to take it off.
Yeah.
But it is good. Like if you want that support, it's fantastic. It has got these little hands inside it. I don't know what it's like. It's meant to like hoist you up.
Yeah, that's the one that I saw Molly Campsey wearing the other day, who's like, she's a plus size model and an influencer.
Yeah, I mean,
and
they've been around for years and they are great. Yeah.
I haven't got one. I mean, as in I've got strapless bras, but they're all absolutely rubbish. So I would... I would love to find one that works. I've got really small boobs, so basically my strapless bras end up like falling down. So much so the other day I leant down and I basically could just see my nipple. And then I was thinking, oh, I wonder how many other people have seen my nipple today as I've leant down. Like it just wasn't
doing
the job.
Might as well just not wear a bra.
I
feel like that sometimes. I quite often, if I've got an outfit that I need to wear a strapless bra, I just think, fuck it, I'm just not going to wear a bra.
And no, it's all right for us little. It's all right for us little boobs, though. You can't do that if you've got the big bangers.
No, but do try this Wonder Bra if you've got if you've got bigger boobs. My mum has got like a G, I think, and she has this bra. In fact, she got one from Simply B, which is strapless, and she I think it's called like the world's best bra. I want to say like, it's something gimmicky like that, the world's best strapless bra, and she's bought it like I don't know how many times over because she loves it so much. So that's quite good. I think you have to go to the core underwear brands for a good strapless bra. It's got to be out there. Let us know if anyone else knows a good one.
Yeah, if we can't find it, you guys can. How to dress up in late 30s. Okay, well, this is me. Everything feels either too young or too old for me. I completely disagree.
Yeah.
I completely disagree. I genuinely think that that is all about how you perceive yourself. And like last night, we went out for our anniversary dinner and I was wearing a two-piece, like a co-ord from Nasty Girl. It was like a little check thing. And as I put it on, I thought, I reckon a 20-year-old would wear this and I'm going to be 40 next year. So is that mutton dressing up as lamb, or is getting something that works for your style, regardless of your age, the important thing? And actually it was the latter for me. I felt really confident in it. I didn't look tarty. It wasn't, you know, it was just, it worked for me. So I think you need to break it down in terms of like, you know, if there are certain things like the fashion that I'm seeing a lot, my cousin who's like 16 is like flares and crop tops. Crop tops and flares and things like that. And I would wear flares, but I might not wear a crop top with it because I'm a bit paranoid about my tummy. So I think you can bring elements of what 50-year-olds are wearing, what 60-year-old, like I sometimes go into Marks and Spencer's and me and a 60-year-old lady are looking at the same t-shirt.
I was going to say, me and my mum are completely different body shapes, different ages.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, so different in so many ways. But we buy the same stuff so often.
Yeah.
And we just wear it in a completely different way.
Yeah.
And I think it's so funny that you're saying about how, you know, how do you dress up when you're in your late 30s? Because I had a girls' brunch a couple of weeks ago and we were talking about, you know, our go-to shops. So like H&M, you know, those sort of Zara even, you know, those kinds of shops that are just, you know, if we want something new, we go there and we know we're going to find it. It's like, there's nothing that dressy. It's like,
no.
So you almost have to go to the shops that might be seen as like a younger market, like Nasty Girl, to get something dressy. Like, it's so weird. I don't know what it is, but you can find things. You just have to, I think sometimes you land on a website like Nasty Girl or, you know, Misguided or those kinds of sites, and the models and the styling is so geared towards a younger audience.
Yes.
You almost have to just look at the, I mean, look, what about the Zara website, the styling on there? Jesus. You almost just have to think, right, I'll just order loads of stuff on my credit card and I'll do a big try-on session and almost like ignore what it looks like on the model.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think so many people feel like that at the moment.
I think if you're ever in doubt with it and you feel that you are maybe dressing too young, I would always go kind of chic with it. I would always go like really classic staples in your wardrobe. Like, for example, if you were going to a wedding, like an amazing suit would always work on you. You know, if you're going, I love Reese for that, because I think they're sort of timeless, they're elegant, it works. You're never going to get it wrong, really, apart from the odd bodycon dress in there, which is awful. But, you know, it's like if you're worried about it, then always go maybe a
go
little
classic,
bit
go bit more classic premium as well.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because Ganni, that's another great brand, again, like slightly more expensive, but at the moment there's loads of Ganni dresses in the sale. And they're gonna last you like forever.
We love Nobody's Child as well, don't we?
Yeah,
for like a sort of middle of the range type kind of
needle
and thread are amazing. French Connection have got some really nice bits in at the moment.
Yeah, there's actually, do you know what, there's so many great places. You just got to look for the occasion wear among all the casual stuff.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Recommendations for breastfeeding-friendly occasion wear. I've had a couple of questions like this, actually.
Yes.
And someone said, so obviously we can touch on breastfeeding friendly. And then someone said pulling over rather than unbuttoning.
Okay.
So obviously like the go-to thing to wear if you're breastfeeding is some kind of button-up thing. So like I said before, like that silky co-ord, the one I don't know if anyone saw, but I wore one out a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
From Zara. Things like that. It's like, looks dressy, you can dress it up, but then obviously it's super easy if you are breastfeeding. But not everyone wants to wear button up. So there's like, I mean, there's so many things around at the moment, like with that the elastic around the bust, that's really easy to pull down.
Yep.
Again, if you want to wear a suit, you can wear a trouser suit, And then you just have the rest that you pick up on, you know, that you pull up underneath.
Ashley James is talking about it a lot on her Instagram, and I'm finding it really fascinating, even though I'm not breastfeeding anymore. Just how she's managing it. And obviously she's a big busted lady. So, and I think she's really kind of going through it as well, like figuring out what works and what doesn't. So if you are breastfeeding, she's coming out with some gorgeous dresses. But like Georgia said, you know, you can get some really pretty button up like maxi dresses. So they're almost like shirt dresses, and you can belt them. And then you know that you've got, you know, buttons to undo, and then you can easily access your boob for feeding.
And also, I can't remember who I saw like demonstrate this, but if you've got like a high-necked big maxi dress or something like that, because you want to wear that on, you can put cycling shorts underneath.
Yeah.
And you can literally just lift it up. Like, it's, you know, what are they going to see? Tops of your legs. Great. Fine.
They'll be like that. You're wearing cycling shorts to a wedding. You're like, yeah, I am. Yeah, yeah, because I'm feeding.
There's always a way around it. So it's almost like, find the dress you love first, find the outfit you love first, and then find the solution after.
What to wear when you're 3 months postpartum and your body doesn't feel like your own anymore? Oh my God, George, how much can we relate to this?
Oh, don't. I think that's, do you know what? I've still got a friend who was pregnant. I think she had her baby, say, a month ago, and she has loads of weddings this summer. And when I went to see her just before she was about to give birth, that was the thing that she was most panicked about, was, what am I going to wear to all these weddings? Like, I don't even know how my body's going to be. I don't know how I'm going to feel. And I think it's such a shame that we feel like that. Like, it's such a shame that we think, oh, I'm 3 months postpartum. Like, how can I dress? You know, it's such a shame, but we all go through it.
Yeah, we do. We really do. And also I think, I don't know whether this lady's asking just in general what to wear, or whether it's, you know, to a special occasion. But for me, if you are worried about your weight because you're 3 months postpartum and you know, you're feeling however you are feeling right now, then just make sure that whatever you put on is making you feel, and it's a ridiculous thing to say, it's making you feel as good as you can feel in that moment, right? So don't try and put yourself into something that you've got in your wardrobe that you wore last year to a wedding, because that's not going to work for you right now. So the really amazing thing that you can do, and just because you're 3 months postpartum, firstly, wow. Secondly, go and buy yourself something nice that works for your body right now, that makes you feel great, right? So don't try and bring out the old clothes that don't fit anymore at the moment, or maybe never again. Just try and look forward and find something that makes you sparkle, because you can do that. I'll come with you and find that dress for you.
I would love to.
Yeah, we'd love to.
And also buy something in the right size. I think I was so guilty of that after I had Axel. I'd be like, oh, I don't want to buy the size up because, you know, in a few weeks time I probably won't be this size anymore, you know, like what
no,
does it even matter? Just buy the size that you are now.
Yeah, I went to a wedding 7 weeks after Kit was born, and I went through all of this. Pips take my mate Pips, my mate Pips Taylor, and and I had to bought a dress from ASOS. It was a size 10. I'm normally a size 6. And I was just like, no, I'm just going to do it. I felt really great in it. It fit really well. It was breastfeeding friendly. I just pulled it down and got my boobs out. Brilliant. And I haven't worn it since. It only cost me about 25 quid.
Yeah, and that doesn't matter. I think you just got to find something you feel comfortable in.
Totally.
And you know what as well? When I'm not feeling great, and you might be a bit sleep deprived 3 months postpartum, or might not, hopefully not in your case, loads of a print or a really beautiful colour. It kind of just, I don't know, I just feel amazing if I've got a lovely print or a bright colour on. Just a good mood booster.
Oh, totally. There's one here about 40th. Need something for my 40th next week.
Whoa.
Next week.
I feel like you've got to treat yourself.
Yeah.
It's your 40th. Definitely. I think you've got to go all out. I mean, needle and thread, amazing. It depends what you want.
We absolutely love needle and thread. Anna Whitehouse, I went to her 40th, Mother Pucker, I went to her 40th a couple of weeks ago. So she was wearing a bespoke Pronovious dress.
I saw that on Instagram. Gorgeous. Wow. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. But if I were you, I would head to somewhere like Selfridges or have a little look online. Something like a self-portrait dress could be really cool. I love self-portrait. And
if you're wanting to order online, ASOS edition, because I think sometimes when you click on ASOS and you go on dresses, it's like 5,726 dresses to get through, and you think, ugh. Oh, but yeah, ASOS edition, it's such a good kind of sub brand that they have, and there's some really cool, like, fun things on there. Like, if you want a bit of feather, or you want a bit of, you know, embellished, or I don't know, this they just have, it's like their dresses, but up a notch.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, don't like Zimmermann's one of my favorite brands for like occasion wear. They do some really, really pretty pieces. Like See by Chloe is also amazing. Like all of those sort of Selfridges brands that are kind of tucked away in there, you're going to find something amazing. And it is like, it is your, I'm actually just looking now, there's a really amazing self-portrait dress, which is 320 quid. That would look great. I'll send you the link. I know who you are. I'll send you the link. But like Georgia said, the ASOS edition. Is it edition?
I think it's ASOS edition. There's like ASOS design. I think that's slightly more formal. ASOS Luxe seems to be bodycon. Yeah. And then ASOS edition seems to be like the fun section.
And as we said, there's obviously quite a lot of stuff in sale at the moment. So you're going to be kind of, you know, maybe being able to buy stuff that you wouldn't normally be able to afford. Also have a look at Coast Fashion.
Yes.
They do some fantastic occasion wear, beautiful dresses.
They've actually been bought over. So I used to love Coast. Do you remember those massive skirts? Like they were like high-waisted, big skirts with like all of the tulle underneath. I think I can't remember how many colours. I had a lot of colours in those. And I loved them then. And then I feel like they maybe went off and not really to my style. But now, oh my God, there's so many nice things. There's like jackets with feathers coming out of the sleeves. And
gorgeous. Back to feathers again.
Yes. Back on my radar. My friend is pregnant and tall. She's struggling for affordable, tall maternity wear.
Oh my God. Well, we're a couple of midges.
I only have that problem.
Yeah, no, exactly. Tall. I have to get everything taken up.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what? If you're tall, I mean, like Zara, do you not think like you don't even need to shop maternity necessarily? Like, I think across the board, if you're tall, small, whatever, you don't need to shop maternity. So almost like take that out of the equation, and then just go to the shops that you would normally find something in the right length, and then find the pieces that would work with a bump, because there's so much out there, especially in the summer. There's so many like floaty dresses, even like stretchy dresses as well, like jersey, if you want to show off the bump. That I think you need to just take the maternity out of the equation.
Totally agree. And I got that really, really wrong. Actually, if I'm honest, I look back at photographs of myself during my pregnancy and I did not have a clue how to dress. Not a clue. I was wearing all this awful maternity wear. I didn't, you know, obviously I think for jeans and stuff, you kind of have to go maternity, obviously, because that button ain't doing up. But like you said, I wish that I'd had a bit more of Georgia in my life at that point, because we weren't friends then. I see you dress so well when you're pregnant.
I thought I'd just wear the same clothes as when I'm not. I could be pregnant now, no one would know.
No, you'd just wear the same clothes, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but then that's my style. I'm more floaty, and do you know what I mean? I kind of dress like that anyway. So I think if you're used to wearing high-waisted jeans and tucking in your tops, it's a big transition. You know, when you're pregnant, it's almost like that's like the one thing that you can't really wear.
But I feel like when I wore floaty, I don't know if anyone listening feels this, when I was wearing floaty dresses, because I'm so petite, when I was wearing the floaty dresses, I looked like a giant marshmallow walking down the street, and I felt really big, and I felt really like really uncomfortable with it. I almost wanted to accentuate my bump so that people knew.
Yeah, so you can get like the tighter dresses that have got a bit of stretch in them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And so I actually used to wear tighter dresses when I was pregnant, and then I'd buy an amazing jacket to go over the top. So, you know, like a beaded jacket or something, or a sequin jacket, and then a really plain, actually just a plain t-shirt, jersey dress underneath.
Right.
I think it's things like that, isn't it, that you can kind of adapt. Because do you know what? Even now, the maternity collections are not that great.
We actually talked about doing our own maternity line, didn't we, George? And then we were like, but are people investing in that?
I know.
Get back. We'll put a little question box up and we'll ask. I've just seen a question here. Stylish jewellery alternatives to dainty necklaces. Brands and suggestions, please.
This is your question.
This is me. So I've kind of jotted down my favourite jewellery, like jewellery designers and bits and pieces that I kind of wear and buy and stuff. Thomas Sabo, who also makes glasses, sunglasses, does really, really incredible earrings. I love his earrings. So I've got a couple of pairs of those. There's another designer called Anissa Kamish. I don't know where she's from. I don't know what nationality she is, but she's really great for like chunky goldy kind of earrings, like more sort of statementy ones.
There's that Soru jewelry.
Oh yes.
I mean that
Soru.
Brand.
Soru. Yeah.
Oh my god, amazing.
Yeah.
In fact, because I couldn't wear any dangly earrings until now that I've got these stickers that go on the back of my ears. Now I'm like all about the dangly earrings. I'm like every day checking.
Yeah.
Are you? What can I buy? It's like a whole new world.
Yeah, right. So we've done really amazing collections with the Fashion Bug blog. Fashion Bug. So she does loads with them and they are, I mean, she is known for her earrings. But also you can go to like a vintage shop, like there's loads on Portobello, and you can get like vintage Chanel. And really like go to town. Obviously, do not forget about accessories. Accessories are so important to pull a whole outfit together. So even if you've got a great dress and you're like, oh, fuck, I haven't got a bag. I haven't got the shoes to wear. Like all of that really, really helps to kind of elevate your look.
Yeah, definitely. And also if you're into like classics, you know, if you're not, like, I'm not saying if you're just a safe dresser, but if you're more, my husband invests in classic pieces, but you can sort of make your look more current with jewellery. You know, even if you've just got a black blazer on, jeans and a white t-shirt, if you've got an amazing pair of heels, a gorgeous gorgeous necklace, gorgeous earrings and a great bag, it just sort of turns the look up a gear, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. So don't forget as well, sorry, this is a brand that I forgot, which I love, Missoma. Missoma you can buy on Selfridges and I love everything. Everything. Yeah. I spend all my money on that.
Everything.
Okay. Do you want to take the next one?
Yeah. So what can I wear to my daughter's christening after recovering from my C-section? Well, neither of us have had C-sections.
Yeah.
But I can imagine you either want to go high-waisted, like some nice, beautiful high-waisted trousers, or you want to go floaty. I guess it's nothing tight that's going to rub on the scar. Would you say that's right?
I completely agree. I don't know where they are, where this lovely lady is in her recovery as well. So obviously trousers might hurt, you know, if you're having to like do a zip up and do it around there. I would recommend that you go for a dress because I just think, then it's just easier, isn't it? Absolutely. Yeah, and you can always wear if you want to wear like a strappy dress, you can always put a really nice oversized blazer on it,
and again it's all about the underwear. So you know, if you're wearing like high-waisted knickers after a C-section, or you know, whatever you're choosing to wear, it's just thinking about that, making sure you can wear those in whatever dress you pick, because there's nothing worse than, you know, you buy a gorgeous dress and then you realize, oh no, I can't wear my comfortable knickers underneath this.
I mean, I got a dress the other day from H&M and I couldn't wear any knickers with it. I had to take my knickers off on a night out. Like genuinely, I was like, oh, Dozza was like, you're gonna have to take them off. I mean, of course Dozza said that to me.
I mean, yeah,
no, but as in, he wasn't saying like take your
Where's
knickers
he
off
come? We've seen the messages, we know what he's like.
You've seen the messages and everyone else saw something else that night as well. So yeah, if in doubt, take your knickers off. Oh, go on, you can answer this one. Fascinator or no fascinator for a wedding?
I was thinking about this and I saw this question and I think it just really depends on what kind of wedding you're going to. Like if you were coming to my wedding, no fascinator. Like you'd probably have looked quite out of place not wearing, you know, wearing a fascinator, because it was a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more like boho-y. But then I do love a fascinator.
Do you?
I do. Like I think there's some amazing ones, like really fun ones. But I don't go to those sorts of weddings. Do you know what I mean? Yes. Most of the weddings I go to are a bit more relaxed or a bit more sort of glitzy rather than formal.
Yes.
So, I mean, my gut is to say no, because you're never going to feel uncomfortable not wearing one. I don't know.
And there's some really bad ones around as well.
There are. Oh my gosh, yes.
I won't say where I popped into the other day, and it was literally like everything on the wall. I was just thinking, no, 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 no. I think you can get it really wrong if you don't get it right. If you get one made, yeah, and you know, there's a whole look going on and people are wearing fascinators to the wedding, it's like, yes. But if you're just thinking, oh, I might shove this headband on with a few ostrich feathers hanging off the top of it, then the answer is a no.
No, it's not like a thing, is it? No. Now that you don't have to do it, unless you go to super fancy formal weddings,
yes,
where you absolutely have to, then I think you need to. Do you know what it reminds me of? You know, like the mother of the bride shops. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean by that? Like, they're kind of normally just off the high street, aren't they? Like in some random, on like a random street. And then you look in the window and you think, I could literally be 40. We could have transported back 40 years. And you wonder who goes in there. But that's kind of what, yeah. But you've got to stay away from those shops.
Oh, yes. Stay well away. run to the hills.
Do you think those shops will exist when we're mothers of the bride?
No way.
They won't, will they?
I really hope not. My mum wore a Matalan dress to our wedding.
Oh, do you know what? I was trying to think of the dress that my mum wore. It was from a website. It's so annoying. I think it was called Gorgeous Couture. Is that what it's called? I'm going to look it up. Right. Do you know what I mean? And she had to put her measurements in. So she put her measurements in. It was like a jersey. I don't think it exists anymore. It was like a jersey, bright turquoise dress. It was amazing. Wow. And you put your measurements in it. It was almost like made to measure, but really it was just like a jersey, long sleeve, wrap over, like maxi dress. And she just gorgeous necklace, really lovely and not expensive. But I don't think they exist anymore. And it's such a shame because it was such a good concept.
Oh, bless my mum. I was like, look, Matalan. We've got a budget.
Doesn't matter, does it? Does it? Budget. Where it comes
she was
from.
Like, oh, I've seen this dress in Matalan. I love it. And I was like, okay. I mean, my mum can rock anything and look absolutely amazing, but hilarious when she was walking me down the sort of like grass banky bit to get down to where we were walking down the aisle. She fell in a hole and we stacked it. Absolutely stacked it. She had like one hand in the air, the other leg was trapped in the hole. Like, it was so funny. I was like, well, if you're going to make an entrance, that's the way to do it.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, do you know what? I think that's the thing, isn't it? You don't need to shop in dedicated like wedding shops.
Oh God, no.
Like, you really don't. There's so many, like everything is so much more kind of accepted now. Like there's, I think people, I don't know what you felt, but I just wanted people to come to my wedding and feel comfortable. I didn't care what like level of dress they were wearing. I just wanted them to feel comfortable, happy, and have a good time.
Yeah, and do you know what? I think colour is a really good idea for a summer wedding. And you don't just have to wear, you know, the below-the-knee dress that's, it's you know, sleeveless and straight down and put a fascia. No. Like, you don't have to be that person. You can really mix it up with textures. And I know I mentioned about feathers on fascinators, but like, so I'm not suggesting that, but like you can really do things with like fabrics and materials and prints and all that kind of stuff and just really make a statement.
Yeah. Also just to like kind of finish off, I think I always worry when I'm going to a wedding that I don't want to buy anything that's in the obvious shops. Do you know what I mean by that? So like, remember when Karen Millen was like the place that everyone went to for occasion wear, and you felt like you couldn't go to Karen Millen to buy a dress for a wedding because you'd be worried that 10 other people would be in that dress when you turned up. So I think if you're going to a wedding, like, I don't know, this summer, maybe look on the Outnet, because you're going to get like past season stuff or Farfetch or just anywhere that's like an outlet kind of concept, because you're going to get the past season stuff. You'll get a really good deal as well. You might get something different. If you are concerned about that, because, you know, maybe all your friends kind of dress similar, so you might lean towards the same kind of dresses, then yeah, check those kind of websites out.
Yeah, agreed. Because you're also going to find designers on there that you don't know.
Yeah,
you may have never heard of them before, and actually they might be in sale.
Yeah, able to afford. Yeah, exactly. So get sale shopping.
Go on, girls. Okay, well, thanks. That was lovely. 42 minutes of fashion chat. I could do it for another 42 minutes.
I could do four hours. It's wonderful.
Thank you so much for sending in your questions. If you do have any questions about occasion wear, bits and pieces, fashion stuff, anything, just drop us a message, obviously, after this Q&A. Then we can answer them kind of directly. If you want us to send us links of any dresses that we found or anything like that, just tap us up. We're here to help.
Also, do you know what? It might be really nice if you have listened to this podcast and we might have given you some advice on what to wear to an occasion this summer. Please tag us, because, you know, we're obviously not pregnant right now, and it's really nice to see, you know, what those of you who are pregnant are wearing to these occasions. So tag us, and then we can share them on our page. It might just help other mums out there. Any other suggestions, please just drop us a DM. We're on @MadeByMamas, or any awkward questions @ZoeHardman. And we'll be back on Tuesday.
The more awkward, the better.
Made by Mummers is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the wonderful Imogen Hart.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.